Hello, and welcome to the first episode of Gears of War podcast. I'm your host, Empress. We are going to be doing a very fast podcast. I have with me today...
Darkstone Dragon?
Yeah, we're doing this kind of fast because, well, we got some new news that it came out today. So we want to get this to you guys, as I said in the description of the podcast. Up-to-date news and all that, so I want to get this out there to you guys. So we're getting the first DLC for Gears of War Judgment, and it is free. It's not part of the VIP pass, but there is some pluses in there for you guys that is you guys do if you guys have the VIP pass, more or less. And let me get this out of the way. I'm not endorsed or anything by Epic Games. I'm just a fan. Okay, so this is fan made. Okay, so let me get this out of the way here. The first DLC pack and title update for Gears of War Judgment is dropping in a few days early, and this is from Magzilla. And it says tomorrow, Friday, March 29th, in fact, the pack includes a new multiplayer map called Haven and a fan favorite mode, Execution. We have created special playlists for Haven and Execution, which will feature 2x experience for a limited time. VIP pass holders will receive 3x experience within the playlist for a limited time.
And they have an important note. You must download the DLC pack directly from the Xbox 360 dashboard or add it to your download queue via Xbox.com. The dialog box prompting you to download the pack in-game is not functioning properly, and they will be fixing it as soon as possible. And the title update details, various dedicated server improvements, players no longer get stuck in the main menu background after playing 3 random matches, locusts no longer spawn at the second E-hole on the first wave of island, players will no longer get stuck inside of a boom shield that has been planted by an enemy player, had that to happen, players will no longer able to look down the scope with the Marksa while holding a meat shield.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Although the Marksa is actually pretty easy to shoot anyways without looking down the sights.
Okay. If a locust destroys an objective at the same time as the timer runs out in Overrun using Mercy rules, the match will not end early. I almost said end early. It will not end early. Fixed exclamation points for disappearing after viewing an unlocked character. While holding a meat shield, you will only need to tap B to melee. The meat shield will now drop if you switch to the snub. The spray and prey ribbon can now be earned in the first round. If the boom shield is disabled in the weapon swap, you will no longer see the icon in the TACCOM. You will now earn Team Savior ribbon for reviving 3 individual teammates in a single life. That means I'll have to play Sophia more.
Players can no longer chainsaw another player while holding a boom shield. Improvements to the Hammer of Dawn targeting. And you will now see experience tallies between matches.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm excited about this update. So, there's been mixed reviews about Gears of War Judgment. I, for one, I love it. I think it's good. I like that the fact that the mechanics are different. Like, you hit Y to change your weapons. They're pretty fast and they're pretty smooth. Also, the weapons are pretty balanced. You know, you don't have any way overpowered weapons and stuff like that.
Yeah, the weapons that should be more powerful than others are, and the ones that should be just as powerful as others. I mean, you can't complain about the balance of the weapons.
Right.
Because, personally, I can see the Scorcher being as powerful as it is.
Oh, yeah. because it's made to be a powerful weapon.
But the Retro Lancer, it's not much more powerful than the regular Lancer.
Yeah.
And the fact that there's no more stopping power, I like that.
I do too. I do too so much. I mean,
I mean, in other gears, the stopping power made pretty much every weapon overpowered.
Yeah. So, I mean, with that, I mean, I'm loving Gears of War Judgment. I'm on the campaign. I'm only on Sophia's story. I like the fact that you can do like the little side missions and stuff like that.
Well, it's more like a bonus. It's not really like a side mission. It's actually part of the actual mission.
Mm-hmm.
But they changed just a few things to make it more interesting.
Right.
I like it.
Yeah, he's beat it.
Yeah,
so, and he's kind of hinted around at what's happened, and if he's telling the truth, anyway. I mean, here's the deal. I love Gears, all the Gears games. And when you're playing the campaign and, you know, or even multiplayer, you know, when you hear them say those little funny phrases like, you know, oh shit, yeah, you know, when they're got a good active reload going, or if they mess up.
And they're you son of a bitch.
And his favorite, whenever he's playing, which is your favorite character on Gears 3 that you usually play?
Oh, God. Hoffman.
Yes.
Oh, there is one thing he says that is very annoying. He says, "Nice!" every time there's a headshot. Unfortunately, the enemies can hear them say that.
So, you know, they know right where he's at. So, yep. I think that's pretty funny.
I'm running along. One of my teammates gets a headshot. Nice! Ah, damn it! And the person I'm running to turns around. I'm gone.
It's like, I'm over here.
Might as well be.
Hey, turn around. Yeah, that's pretty much the story of my life. But yeah, I will be hosting tournaments. But I do have a guideline. Like, I have one major rule. And that is no modded controllers. None. Reason being is, number one, I don't use a modded controller. And, because, you know, that kind of gives you over advantage of other players. And to me, I don't feel like for myself, the modded controller thing, if you're using a modded controller, you're not going to skill, number one. Number two, it's against the TOS to actually use a modded controller. Yep. So, let's get that out of the way.
A modded controller will actually hurt your game.
Your performance.
Yeah.
If you want to be a better gamer, learn to use a, you know, regular controller that don't have, you know, mods. So basically, you know, it's basically what I'm saying. Like, if I'm going to be hosting tournaments, and you guys may be saying, well, she's a bitch. But basically, if I'm doing, like, qualifications and stuff like that, and I notice that you're shooting something way too fast or something, I know what to look for, because I've been on Gears, the other Gears, and I've seen myself get mowed down so many times by people that's using modded controllers. It's not even funny, and I get pissed off about that.
Yeah, I've actually been mowed down by someone using a snub pistol, and to me, it looked like a Lancer on speed. And whenever you see that they're shooting a snub that fast, you know, right, something ain't right.
So basically, all I ask is that, you know, if you're going to join a tournament that I'm hosting, and I want you to have fun, but I don't want any mods or anything like that. So, yeah, that's the only thing I ask.
Now, we have seen people use what's called MLG controllers.
Right, that's just where you move the analog sticks in the D-pad. That's not the same thing to me.
Yeah, it. Basically, a MLG controller, I've actually looked it up. All it is more precise. It makes your movements more precise. And I can actually tell the difference between mod and MLG because I've seen people use the MLGs.
Right. So, yeah, that's the only thing I ask if you're going to join tournaments. And I will be hosting some. And I will be doing qualifications probably within a month or two, so bear with me on that. I might do Gears 3 tournaments later on down the road, but right now I want to focus on Gears of War Judgment because I love this game, and I think it's got great potential for competitive online gaming and getting it out there and stuff. Yeah. So, that's what I want to do. And host events where you can, like, open lobbies. I also stream, so, you know, have open lobbies and let other people see that doesn't have, you know, Gears of War Judgment, and let them see what they're, you know, let them see what it's like.
Yeah. Although I can't wait until I will actually turn around and look at your face whenever you finally beat the Judgment story.
Mm-hmm.
You'll like it.
I'll like it. Okay. Yeah. I'll take your word for it. But yeah, I mean, the community as a whole is great community. I've seen them help people, you know, the Gears community. I've seen them raise money for people that need it. I love the Gears community. I mean, you couldn't ask for better. And also the people that work at Epic. I mean, they're great. Ragzilla, Will is what his name is, and you've also got Flack and
Cher,
yeah, and they're great people. I mean, I haven't got to meet them. I would love to meet them, but Will follows me on Twitter, so that's pretty cool. So yeah, I mean, they're great people. They got great attitudes, you know. So yeah.
And they don't have a problem with gaming with their fans.
Exactly. I mean, they give out their gamer tags, but if you see their gamer tags, don't, you know, if, common courtesy, you know, don't spam them and be like, because there's a lot of people that want to get that Reaper. You know, they're probably going to spam their gamer tag, you know, send them messages, and you don't want to do that. So, yeah.
Actually, I wouldn't mind getting the Reaper.
I saw that gameplay today. That was so awesome. Oh, yeah. Pete Nub and Will. And it was so funny. I thought, you know.
Yeah, and seeing how the Reaper can be played, it'd actually be kind of scary to have to face against them.
Yeah, I'd be like, I don't know if I want to run toward it to try to kill it or run away. Tough decision.
Well, I can tell you kind of a weak point, but then too, it could also cost you. I mean, if they're kind of floating down, you actually have a chance, but still, they can shoot at you while they're floating down. So.
Right. We haven't ever seen, you know, the Reaper in person, as in, you know, in the game, and while we've been in a party, we've actually seen it streamed on their official Twitch channel, and that was pretty cool to watch.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty cool looking. Kind of creepy looking, but cool still.
Yeah, it's got their faces on fire. It's like awesome. When it dies, it's like you see a fire. It's like, what? So yeah, but I do stream. It's twitch.tv/officialempress. So yeah, I do stream, and you guys can catch me usually streaming Gears of War Judgment and trying to figure out how to shoot the Marquesa. I am so bad at sniping a gun.
Well, for one, Mark says the weakest sniper rifle, but I'm getting better at it.
Yeah, he's getting really good at it. I did a video where I was just like, and I love the fact they brought back spectator mode. So, like I said, the whole competitive gaming thing. So that's pretty good. I was watching him play, and he's pretty good with the Marquesa. I'm not. I'll go like, have you ever seen those cartoons where like. Seriously, like, basically they're trying to shoot and they do like an outline of the person like everywhere but the person. That's me, seriously. So
and you've seen in that one video that you done where I was overcorrecting too much with the Marquesa.
Yeah, so yeah, I wish I could learn how to play with the claw. You know, claw, you put your fingers. I can't do that because I broke my arms when I was 8. So, you can't. Yeah.
Last time I tried that, I had a massive cramp. And I literally had to put my controller down and put my hands on the table. And,
I've seen people do it. And I applaud them because ouch. That's all I have to say. But if you can do it, then you probably get an upper advantage on people like me, because I have to play normal.
Well, for one, with your... What would normal be your trigger finger, that would be what you hit Y, X, B, and A, and you can still move your camera angle around.
Right. I really love the layout, though, like how they did the mechanics of the game, how you hit Y to switch it. That does not mean that I'm a Call of Duty fan. But no.
I don't even like Call of Duty, and I like that layout.
Because it's easier. It's easier just to swap weapons with, you know, Y instead of having to hit your D-pad and do it that way. When, you know, on the fly, just Y.
Yeah, I think one of the reasons why some people don't like it that way is because you can't actually have three weapons and a grenade.
Yeah.
To me, losing that extra weapon is fine. I mean, tapping the left bumper to just toss a grenade, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, what's funny is, when I first played Overrun, I was like, okay, Baird's got to have some grenades. Does he have any nades? I was like, yeah. So I'm thinking, okay, he's got to have some grenades somewhere. So I'm sitting there, and you have to sit here and you have to wait on the sentry to, you know, fill back up so you can throw back down. You have to hit the left bumper, throw it down. And that's more or less what you... I love playing Baird in Overrun because I love the sentry. And I'm not... Okay, I'll say it now. I'm not, like, the best medic. I'm either overshooting the stim grenade. Hey, I'm not afraid to say that I'm not a pro gamer. And I was, like, overshooting it. Like, I'd have people laying on the ground, like, I don't know, a little bit in front of me. And then I would, like, overshoot it and be like, oh, crap, I'm not going to wait for it to refill up. And then...
They're dead by the time.
Yeah. And
been there, done that.
Yeah, you kick yourself in the butt. But, yeah, I love... The best part about this is I can actually sit back and laugh at myself. If you can't do that, you know, and serious, I've actually heard people throwing their controllers and stuff. So...
Although my personal favorite is whenever I threw ammo as Cole, my little ammo thing bounced off of my teammate. Mouse off the back of his head, he turned around. Well, that's a good way of getting my attention.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, I'm okay with Sophia. As you know, I think it's neat, the whole Overrun thing. That's what I play the most.
Overrun and Survivor. That's two modes that is most interesting, I think.
Yeah, Survivor is like Horde, but it's like Overrun mixed with Horde, kind of.
It's kind of like Overrun Horde style.
Right. You got to survive 10 waves. That's it. As far as I know. Yeah, 10 waves. So, yeah. And I've only made it to 7.
So, no, we made it to 8.
I thought we made it only to 7. Because it said failed 7, you know, 7/10. So, yeah.
I thought we saw 8/10.
I don't know. I think it was only 7. But anyway, we may have seen 8. I don't know. But I think it was only 7.
No, I don't remember. I think I've slept since then.
But yeah.
Can't guarantee that.
But we will be bringing you more news. But yeah, I love Gears of War Judgment. And I hope that if you haven't got Gears of War Judgment yet, that you guys pick that game up. Because it is really good. And give it a try. Because it is different than any of the other Gears. I mean... I don't. It's just. It's different. And I wanted a. You know, a change. Yeah.
Yeah. To me, Gears 1, 2, and 3, they had the same type of mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
You used the D-pad, which meant you, if you didn't play Claw, you had to let go of the analog stick to switch your weapon.
Right.
And if you played Claw, you could just switch weapons on the fly.
Yeah.
But, like I said, I stink at Claw.
We both do. I'll just straight up say it. I do. We've already talked about that.
Yeah. But when you tap Y to switch your weapon, and then you see someone running off in the background, and you tap your left bumper to toss a grenade, I mean, your character more or less puts the weapon in their left hand, tosses the grenade with the right hand, and you're done.
Yeah.
And if you're lucky, they are too. If you're not, you're in my shoes.
Yeah, I'm still trying to learn how to do the curb stomp. I have to learn how to do that.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet. I've actually walked up to someone, tapped a B button for execution. All I did was kick them in the ribs.
Okay. Well, I haven't done that yet. There is one funny part I saw one time. I was doing an execution where you punch them, and then I guess the person hit, you know, to respond, so it looked like I was punching air. That was weird.
Yeah, I think that whenever someone does that, I think you should get the points for the kill.
Right.
But I've seen too many people do that, and you don't get the points for the kill.
But it's funny to see that happen, though. You're like, what the? I'm punching air? Yeah. Oh, well.
Me personally, if I get downed, I let the person go ahead and finish me off. Because if they down me, they deserve the points.
Right.
I'm not going to go and respawn just because I get downed.
Right. Here's the deal. When I'm playing, I sometimes don't talk on my microphone because it's in my Xbox Live microphone. Because, you know, there's some players out there that refuses, can't lose, can't, no, not going to happen. Because when they lose, they get mad and they start cursing at other players, which to me, you know, it shows poor gamership, I guess you could say. Because me personally, I want to be able to say, hey, good game, guys. You guys did good. You know, we gave it our all. But some players are like, no, you know, I had to win. And then they just get into arguments and they call people the bad words. Yeah. And
There's really no sense for that.
Right. It's just a game. Have fun with it.
Yeah, have fun. Play. Sure, you can play your hardest to win, but you don't have to get upset at everyone.
Right.
I mean, usually if we lose in the match, I'm mostly blaming myself.
Yeah, I do too, because I'm like, okay, when I was a medic, I overthrew that stem, and then, so, I mean, I blame myself, so, you know, but I usually say good game, because that's, you know, common courtesy for me, because I think it's the only thing, you know, they tried. That's the only thing that matters. If you're going in there and you just lollygagging around, you really don't care, you know, and, okay, I don't really care, I'm going to let my teeth win, yeah, but no, basically, at the end, I wish people would say, you know, good game, guys, you know, you did good. That's usually not the case.
Yeah, usually is. Oh, yeah.
And you hear him, like, bickering for, like, 10 minutes. You're like, come on, switch, and put me in with another team here. So, yeah, that's...
I won't forget the time a guy was complaining about our teammate.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes and throws a grenade and bounces off of a tree and hits him, blows up.
Mm.
And he's like, okay, I just killed myself there.
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, think about what you say before you say it. You know, like, if you're... I know you're, at the end of the match, you're going to be, like, angry. And I know some of the guys that you guys are probably listening and being like, what the frick are they talking about? You know, at the end of the match, just be like, good game. No need to call names because, I mean, it's just random people. Like, I watched a YouTube video earlier. And there's this service called, I don't know how you pronounce it, but you can basically just go on a chat room and just, like, random people, they do face cam with each other or something, I don't know. And they basically just say, hi. And it's weird. Basically what I'm getting to is if they can just go in and say, hi, what's up, and, you know, then leave and you know, basically be social about it, why can't we be social over, you know...
Xbox or civil?
Civil, and, you know, yeah. That's basically what I want to get out there.
Yeah, I mean, sure, you might be upset about losing, but it's just a game. Who cares?
Yeah, I laugh. Like I said, I laugh at myself playing Gears, seriously, because sometimes, you know, I get some good shots. I'd be like, yeah, did you guys see that right there? Did you see that? But then there's sometimes I'm like, oh, you guys didn't see that, did you? And I start laughing because I know that I messed up. Like, there's one map, Streets. Oh my gosh. People can pick me off. And I'm giving you, this is a pointer for me. Like, because I bet I have a whole bunch of people trying to, you know, invite me to their party so they can get headshots on me. But, yeah, streets, I'm not very good because I don't always look up. So it's like, you need to be looking up and you need to find out where they're at. And I don't do that.
Here's what usually happens with me. Let's say we're playing Overrun on a grenader. I'll go and toss a grenade. Ooh, you see that? 2-1. Oh, man. How'd I get headshot?
Also, here's something to think about. I want to know, is Alex Bren going to be in, like, the story later on, like, in an add-on? You know, these are things to think about. When you think that there's some people that doesn't think yours of war judgment is worth it, but they need to think about the stuff that's coming, or, you know, there might be something out there that they really want, and it may happen. You never know.
Something similar to Rom Shadow.
Yeah, never thought that would happen, but we can actually see something. I'm not at all, almost ruins it.
Basically, you saw characters in that you didn't see in the regular story.
Right.
And people that didn't get that, they don't know what we're talking about.
Right.
But they probably heard a lot of people saying or talking about how they got in Rom Shadow, they didn't think that so-and-so was going to be in it, mm-hmm. or they didn't know so-and-so existed. And we've heard about how one of the people that was in it was in the comics.
Yeah, Alex Brand was in the comics, and she was also, you know, in novels and stuff like that. She's my go-to character in multiplayer. I love that character because she's badass. But the funniest thing I think that ever happened, and I actually heard her say it while I was running, she saw, like, a boom shield off to the side or something. And I was hauling ass. I was doing the roading run. And then she goes, shiny! And I was like, what the hell? You know, whoa. That did not just come out of her armor. It's like, you don't expect that, you know? Because she's like a badass, you know? You don't expect to hear, shiny! What the hell? You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I know while playing on the streets map, I was playing as Dom. And this is one of the weirdest ways I think I've ever died. A person shot me to where I had full
health.
Yeah, they shot me till I had full health.
No, what are you trying to say?
Basically, I had the full cog or omen.
Oh, full red, yeah.
Yeah. And then I jumped off the building and killed myself.
Yeah, you can jump off top, and then I've heard people say, oh, you just landed on top of me. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I was looking up, and someone, I believe it was the NPC Paddock, or maybe it was a teammate
mm-hmm.
playing as Paddock, jumped off the sniper perch, landed directly on my face. I'm like, wow, okay, that's funny.
Well, the funniest thing I've done, one of the funniest things I've done, is sometimes I'm trying to hone in on my skills, you know, when I'll play, like, up against insane bots, you know, on insane. So basically, there's Anya in there, there's Sophia in there, and then I'm playing as Alex. So we all know that Anya was Gears of War 3 main character. So, you know, if you're a female, you probably played her. So basically, that's what I'm saying. So basically, I noticed that when I was running toward Anya, she would always get me with a freaking shotgun in the face. I'm like, she's like, you ain't stealing my freaking spotlight. So it's like, I always thought that was kind of funny. And she would laugh. I was like, oh, shit. But yeah, basically we're sharing the stories that we've had with Gears of War Judgment. As you guys can tell, they are pretty good. So, like I said, if you guys haven't picked up the game, it is a great game.
There are people that says that you cannot plant a grenade. Well, that's not entirely true. You can plant a grenade in the story mode.
Yes. I've not actually done it, but I've seen you do it.
Yeah, you basically hold down the trigger to toss mm-hmm. or the bumper, and you hit the B button, and you'll plant it into a wall. I've tried it in
multiplayer?
Yeah, and I haven't been able to do it.
Right. Well, that's a good pointer.
So, if anyone tells you you can't plant a grenade, you can.
Only in campaign.
Campaign you can, but that's it. You don't want to be too close to it whenever it goes off, by the way.
Because I can't say this. Speaking of campaign, there is a character. Well, it's not really. I don't know. Would you pronounce? Would it be a character? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh.
I don't know. I was trying to tell him what it was.
It would be considered a character because it's more or less an NPC.
Right. A friendly little helper, should I say, isn't it? And I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, and the tip I gave her didn't help her figure out who it was.
Yeah, until I saw him, and I was like, oh, and yes, it is. I think it's a him. I'm pretty sure it's a him.
All I said was an old friend.
Yeah, and then I saw it, and I was like, oh, damn, yes! So, I had it as an avatar. That kind of gave it away right there, but...
Not really, because you can have a whole bunch of little... avatar items.
Right, but basically, yeah, he's back, and to see that, I was like, that's awesome, they're bringing him back, and damn, I wish I could say more about the storylines that we've actually done, you know, in the past Gears. Here's the deal, I'm like a huge ass Gears of War fan. I don't have replicas hanging on the wall, unfortunately, because I can't afford it right now, but I do have, like, the Epic Edition of Gears of War 3. I have the, like, two limited editions.
You have the console?
Yeah, I also have the console. But, yeah. That's... also have the big old Marcus. Of course, that comes with the Epic Edition. It has a big old Marcus thing. You have his Lancer between his hands. So, yeah. I love Gears. I hope that it's got, you know, more and more stories coming.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure that there will be more... I'm pretty certain that there will be more actual games,
mm-hmm.
like full games, as in Judgment 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I was thinking the other day, and I may be overthinking it a little bit, but you guys remember in Gears of War 3 Judgment, you know, yeah, Gears of War 3 Judgment, that makes a lot of sense, okay. Anyway, Gears of War 3, you guys remember the skins that were on the guns? Okay, you've got Judgment, you've got Homecoming, and you got some other ones. What if those are the names of the games that are coming? That I just started thinking about that. Like, what if those are, you know, more sequels and stuff, you know, that branches off of Gears of War Judgment? I started thinking of that. I was like, that makes sense. Or that could be DLC. So.
It's possible. I mean.
That's just my mind. And somebody said that they haven't introduced the fourth Carmine brother yet. Good point. He made a good point there.
And, whenever we were first talking about the fourth Carmine brother, I believe it was you and maybe someone else both said, was there a fourth one mentioned? Well, and I think the second one they mentioned, isn't your brother Anthony? And they said another name. And he's like, yeah, there's four of us all total.
Yep. So I can't wait to see what he looks like, if he's going to be in this one, or he may be in another game. Don't know. So, basically, here's the rundown. Loving Gears of War Judgment. Like I said earlier, if you guys haven't got it, get it. Also get the VIP pass, because it's going to be worth it. You know, you got the 3x experience coming out today. Because by the time you guys listen to this, well... Maybe not, I don't know. But by the time most of you guys listen to this, it will be, you know, the 29th. So, it'll be out. And if you have VIP, you'll get 3x experience. But regulars, you get 2. Which is basically what's standard for VIP.
Yeah. That's if you're playing on the VIP maps.
Right.
It's standard. There were some people that I think was upset about the... VIP members did not get 2x on everything. To me, that's kind of wanting a little too much, I think.
Yeah.
I mean...
Give them an inch, they want a mile.
Yeah. To me, it's only fair to give 2x experience for everyone that's playing on VIP maps.
Right, and like I said earlier, the new content that is coming out tomorrow is not part of the VIP pass. There is more coming. There was supposed to be another map, and I can't remember the name of the map, but I guess that it's not coming out tomorrow, so Haven is the only one that's going to be released tomorrow.
The reason for that is probably they couldn't get all the bugs out, so instead of sending something out with a bunch of bugs, they just sent out the one that they had ready.
And you gotta respect that. At least you're not going to have a buggy map, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'd rather have one less map than have one good map and another map that's totally...
Yeah, people... Yeah, that sucks.
I'd probably sound like Marcus Felling, active reload every 5 minutes. Get in there, you son of a...
So yeah, as you can tell, we're crazy gamers. So yeah, I go ahead and give my gamer tag. Mine's Official Empress.
And mine's Darkstone Dragon.
So if you guys wanna play some Gears of War Judgment, you can send us a message, and you know, and like I said, I do plan on hosting tournaments and events and stuff like that. I do plan on getting a site coming up probably this month, or actually it'd be next month, in April, so be looking for that. I'll announce it, of course. But yeah, if you guys like the podcast, let me know. You guys don't have to sign in or anything to leave a comment. You can actually just go to the site and, you know, post if you like it or not, or what you agree with, what you don't agree. But please give me constructive criticism. Those are, you know, like mean stuff, you know. None of that. So, yeah. I appreciate you guys listening, and we have been recording for, 37 minutes. So, yeah, I hope that you guys did like this podcast, and there will be more, so stay tuned, and love you guys, and love the Gears community.
Take care.